Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter, on X, at jwright929ESPN. As always, you can listen on the radio dial, 92.9 FM, 680 AM. But if you're away from the radio dial and you want to keep up with everything happening here on the station, you can do so by downloading the Odyssey app, free to download, free to listen. You can stream anytime, anywhere, for free. You can even listen on demand. Dennis Fuller is producing the program for us. Glad that he is with us. My company is each and every Wednesday on the program is, of course, the host of Fun and Games here in Memphis. He's also the host of Writer Than Right Trivia Thursdays on the Jeff Calkins Show, 10:30 for that program. Tomorrow, big time prize pack. You can win Grizzlies tickets to go see the Grizzlies and Nets after their NBA Cup layoff. Everybody that's not a part of the quarterfinals getting basically 5 or 6 days off, but the Grizzlies will return home on Friday night to take on the Nets. Also, pick your winner. You could win Creed tickets, or Kevin, I believe you could win, if I could pull up my email. I remember Creed because that one got announced. Creed. You can also, let's see, where is Cindy? Mary J. Blige tickets. So Creed or Mary J. Blige tickets, in addition to the Grizzlies tickets. Kevin, are you also throwing in 901 Wrestling tickets?
Yeah, I got a pair of tickets to 901 Wrestling's New Year's Bang coming up
January 5th.
Yeah, it's the first big event of the year here in Memphis, not just for wrestling, but for anything, right? What else is happening than nothing? So come on out to New Year's Bang on January 5th. I know that seems like so far away right now, but it'll be here before you know it.
It is insane how, I guess it's simply just because, like, you're technically turning the page, new calendar, 24, 25. If I say November, if it's November 11th and I talk about December 5th,
right,
that feels much closer than December 11th to January 5th.
100%, yeah.
I don't know why that works, but in my head, that makes sense. Of course, the website, CerritoEntertainment.com. We will get into all the events going on. He's on Twitter, on X, at Cerrito. Good day, sir.
Season's greetings to you and everyone. An exciting day. We got some great stuff to talk about here on the show. We're going to test out a new game a little bit later on.
Oh yeah,
as well. So looking forward to that. And it's a Wednesday without the college football rankings, though, so I'm a little sad. I feel like something's missing in my life. The Selection Sunday ruined it. Can it not just be Selection Wednesday for me or Tuesday?
There's always next year, Kevin.
Yeah.
There's always next year. So we'll get into buy, sell short, or go to Reddit. We will talk about, yet again, more discussion of expanding the NCAA tournament. We've had a groundbreaking piece of legislation introduced in the Ohio State Senate, Congress, I don't know, whatever their state legislature is. Also, we've had some online complaining about Indiana perhaps changing their graduation time to accommodate their first appearance in the college football playoff. Then, as Kevin mentioned, coming up next segment, he wants to test my brain live and in person. So he is going to give out the names of team names that have been participating in local trivia events, and I'm going to have to pick out which one, see if I can guess the actual winner. Did I have the premise correct? You're going to
kind of sort of. We'll see here. We'll see when we get there. But it's going to be the best team name game.
Okay.
The best team name game. One of the most fun parts about trivia, obviously the questions and the knowledge, and we showcase that every
Friends
third.
And Fellowship, please. Come on.
Friends and Fellowship.
Yeah. Yes, of course.
That's part of it, yeah. But we showcase the actual question part on Thursday. So let's do something a little bit different. Get you warmed up, Jeffrey, for trivia tomorrow.
Right, I appreciate that. Trivia. Reps are always good. I'm a big believer in reps.
We're going to test out a little best team name game. And you've kind of got the concept, but we'll workshop it here live on the air because we've never played it before. There was not a rehearsal with anybody.
Listen, Rider Than Right was not in its final form.
Right, exactly. We've
tweaked it. Kevin's tried to make it harder for me. It's ended up making it harder for the audience, so I appreciate that. Hour number two, we'll get into the list. We'll keep an eye on Bill Belichick watch. Also get into FIFA's awarded the World Cup for 2034. So that will be, we'll discuss that. They awarded it with only one bid, so I'm sure that was all completely above board. Also, the NFL is totally trying to act like they're not taking some sweet private equity cash. That's been exciting to watch all that spin zoning going on today. We'll get into a few other topics. Then CJ Hurt is going to join the program like he does each and every Wednesday. He'll join us at 3:30. We'll talk some Grizzlies and more with him. But that's what we got coming up on the docket. So let's just get right in. Let's do some buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. All right, Kevin, this is the headline from ESPN. Dateline, Las Vegas, Nevada. NCAA President Charlie Baker is, quote, bullish on the prospect of the NCAA basketball tournament expanding to 72 or 76 teams in the near future. Baker said he has been having productive conversations with television partners, no way, and members of the NCAA's basketball committees on expanding from the current 68-team bracket. He said the NCAA would have to make a decision to move forward by the end of this year's March Madness in order to implement the expanded field for the 2026 tournament. He said the tournament is unlikely to grow any bigger than 76 because of the limited window that they have to schedule games between the time when conference championships end and coverage of the Masters begins. Okay, so that's the general breakdown. This is not something that's new. I feel like we've been discussing this at least for over a year, if not a little bit more, since it was last introduced. We also originally had the introduction during the weird post-COVID season, the no-fan season, when Coach K wanted everybody to make it in because his team wasn't going to make it into the field, and then they just quit on the season. So we have all that. That's the background. All right, so I say this. Buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. The NCAA tournament should expand the field to at least 72 teams.
Should they? From my position, from the fan position, and that's where I'm coming from, I would sell that. I sell it. And I guess Tiger fans want them too, right? You think Memphis would be in if we added that?
I guess this would... If I felt like this was going to open up more spots for... Here's the only way that I would be okay with it. If we make... I don't want teams that qualified, get them out of the first four. If you qualified, you're in. Make it, so what, that'd be 68. So let's use the 72 example. if you make those eight teams the last eight into the field and you play it off that way, I'm okay with it. But what I'm, and again, I know that there are, the counter argument to me would be, well, there are some 16 seeds that know they have no chance of ever winning a tournament game. So if you get them into the play-in game, that's an opportunity for them to win an NCAA tournament game. There's a little bit of financial incentive for that, and they would say that this is not a negative thing.
Okay, so you're giving, yeah, that's what I want. What I want is, this is an easy sell for me because I don't mess with perfection, right? There's a few things in sports that people feel like is perfect.
Yeah.
And I do feel like the tournament is perfect. You can make the small tweaks, which they've done and have not ruined it. The first four. Well, somebody came up with that, the name or the gimmick, and that made a lot of sense. And it has not hurt the tournament by any means, I don't think, right? It gives
you extra gambling. Let me try to give you the.
What's going to happen?
Let me try to give you the down the middle explanation so that I'm not leading you one way or the other. All right. This would be, in my opinion, this would be the honest case for it. All right, you mentioned expanding the field to the first four. All right, well, that was moving it from 64 to 68. Now we're talking about moving it either from 68 to 72 or perhaps maybe an additional four to 76. That would be roughly in line with the tweaks that you're talking about.
Yeah, not much. Yeah.
And if you look at it historically, yes, we've had the field of 64, if you will, since 1985, but historically, there have been years where there wasn't even a set number of teams for the tournament until we got to the tournament. So this isn't some messing right with history. The final argument would also be Division I has expanded. So there's obviously more teams more teams in D1 today than there were even when we expanded the field to... when we expanded the field to 68. So the argument would be, on the percentage-wise, we're still taking the same number of teams based on the number of eligible teams. That would be the... I'm trying to, like, not lead anyone. That would be the argument.
Okay, so wait. So yeah, that is, so right now it's 68. I always still, in my mind, I can't get past the 65. So the first four did make it 68.
You're correct, because the original play-in was...
We made it 65.
Correct.
But that didn't, you weren't really in the tournament then. But now they act like you are in the tournament because the first four.
Well, then remember we did that. Then when people were like, well, they're not in the tournament, you've called it the play-in. And then we had to do that tap dance of the first round. We started calling Dayton,
Dayton
the first round. And then we started seeing teams that were like, oh, they made it to the second round. That means they won a game. No. We just started rebranding. Then we realized that was dumb. And so we went back to it's the first four.
A semantics disaster, a terrible record-keeping disaster that was. They've corrected it. But, yeah, it is still kind of technically the play-in. So so it's going from 68, he said, to maybe 70, 75?
72 or 76. 70. The problem is, so...
Do we know how that would be structured?
They're light on details
there.
Do
you have a theory? How would you structure it if you had to add those?
My theory...
It's a bracket. I mean, you got to figure out...
My theory is you end up expanding the first four or whatever we're calling it now. You expand that. The complicating factor that they're going to have is the hard line date is whenever the Masters starts.
Oh, yeah.
Because CBS is obviously going to be... CBS is the huge party... that Wi-Fi password I sent you is not capitalized.
All right.
And I'm pretty sure there's one M, but not two. I think that's right.
But calendar. So the calendar is one thing.
Right. So the problem is because, so like to me, the argument would be, okay, well, the thing that makes the most sense to me is try to figure out to have an extra week of NCAA tournament basketball.
An extra whole week.
Whole weekend. Because what I do, one thing that I
you
really...
You think you moved the first four? But then you had to... But if
one thing that I guess I'm... This would be my argument. I'm a big believer, more than ever, in the post-COVID world, the rhythm and the calendar is way more important than we think. And so what I think... So if I'm looking at, okay, what is it that works? What I think really works about the NCAA tournament is first weekend, Thursday, Friday, wall to wall. You're getting up, you know, as long as games start at, what is it, noon or 11:40 our time, whatever. Games start at 11:40. That's your marathon. Thursday and Friday are your marathon days. You're up till 1 a.m., wall to wall college basketball, nothing better. Saturday and Sunday, you're still kind of got the full buffet. All right, then we take a couple of days off to kind of reset, and then we have, all right, let's get serious time. Thursday, yeah. Friday, Sweet 16 games, and then we're finding out who's making the Final Four on Saturday and Sunday. Take a week off. Saturday is big-time Final Four day. Monday's Championship Monday. And I kind of like...
The format is... No, you're right. I mean...
And so I think if you can figure out a way to keep... I mean, you have to add an extra weekend, but figure out a way to keep that rhythm. I think it can work.
So the only thing that would be disrupted is Selection Sunday, unless there's a separate selection show for the first four. Is that even possible?
So I think there are... CBS would probably say... Like, here's the reason why. I'm selling it with you. And the biggest reason I'm selling it with you is if I really believed in my heart of hearts that this was designed with the intentions of someone got in the room and goes, hey, guys, we've got, I don't even know, in D1, I think it's over 336 teams now. We've got 340 teams. We used to have 300. Let's expand the field by that. But that's not what's happening. What's happening is, hey, guys, we got this house settlement coming down. We're on the hook for $1 billion. You're on the hook for $1.4 billion. We got to expand this bad boy. Here's how we expand this bad boy. We've got to get more money, and we expand the tournament. We get more money that way. And because of that, we're not talking about adding a bubble Memphis. We're talking about adding Big Ten bubble teams, SEC bubble teams. That's where all of this is coming from, because that's where, but right now, that's where college sports is heading. We're just heading towards brands, and basically two leagues.
Well, it's about, I mean, we've gone back and forth, and the one reason they would want to do it is the money, right? They want the money. They want
primary,
more.
They can rural, get more. They can spend on it all they want, but that is priority number one, especially
you
when
get
you
get more games. You get more games on TV. You get more money. You get a package you could sell to ESPN. Can you? Is there a loophole in the Turner agreement? Probably is. There's a lot of loopholes in Turner's agreements we've seen over the years.
Or about CBS. Here's the other thing. Is Turner now... Turner's low-key... Like, one thing we haven't really talked about when we talked about the NBA on TV or NBA on TNT or whatever, the NBA, right. Whatever, the pregame show... Going
inside the NBA,
inside the
presented
NBA.
By Hyundai.
Correct. Going to for the Emirates NBA Cup, which, by the way, they were cooking with gas last night. Absolute gas last night. Chuck with an outstanding Jay-Z joke. Like, it was, they were in midseason.
Oh, yeah.
They were ready to go. But
that was the highlight for sure.
Low key, TNT is in business with ESPN right now. Or Warner Brothers Discovery. So
they are.
They're licensing college football playoff games from them.
Yep.
They've gotten the secondary package or maybe tertiary package of Big 12 games for college basketball for inventory. They're doing the licensing inside the NBA to ESPN. Like, they're kind of in business. So
they could license through their agreement. Yeah. But
the question becomes is if you change the format, and I'm sure it's always in the language of the contract because every attorney that's paid a lot of money, I'm sure what happens is Turner and CBS get the first look at the conditions
right,
in there.
Yeah.
If not,
right, a first refusal.
Right. Or they can take it to market. But they're not, let me be very clear. They would not be expanding this tournament if they did not feel like they were going to get more money from this.
Correct. And that's what, as you said, like, you don't want to mess with it. You don't want to mess it up. And sometimes that's the right strategy, sometimes it's not. Like, I think even with this college football playoffs that we're seeing, we're going to see as it gets executed here, but like part of like trying to hold on to the bowl game tradition, I'm sorry, like that's not necessarily what everybody like thinks. Oh, you can't do it because you're messing. Like, that's what the money people think.
The only reason I was okay with that was what got us the 12-team tournament.
Is because they,
keeping the bowl games happy early, that was how...
And you can eventually transition possibly
and
away.
And you can transition to... Does anyone really think like college football's better in a stale NFL venue?
No.
So let's do what the NFL does. Like, and hey, you want me to solve this whole seeding thing about, well, we want to protect conference championship games, all this. Yeah. Tell the best teams they can have home games until the championship game. Or if we have to meet in the middle till the semis. Whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? We're going to expand in that too. So there's your advantage. You get to play at home. And especially in a part of the calendar where it's going to be advantageous to play at home. Because as we've seen, y'all, we can talk tough. You put us Southern boys up north when it's cold and miserable, we ain't tough.
That is and that's going to be the storyline for a lot of this, which is very interesting.
Yes.
Which is for this college football playoffs, as we veer off track a little bit from what we were talking about, but like, it's already, I've seen the conversation of the SEC can't handle the cold, which I don't, you know.
I would say this. Some of the SEC can't handle the cold. You put LSU up there, I ain't betting on them. Florida, I ain't betting on them.
Right.
I'm okay with Tennessee going up. You and I know, Knoxville's not the same climate as here.
Correct. Yeah.
Like, they have snow.
Right. And I feel like I do feel like that's going to be a factor.
Oh,
like
SMU going to State College where it's probably going to be 15 degrees?
Right, because all of these championship during the BCS era and all this, the championship games are being played, the most important games are being played in climates that are neutral.
It was all domes or the Rose Bowl.
Right. So we've got neutral climates, and now this year we're going to have the weather. The weather is going, which is fun television a lot of times, right?
Absolutely.
It's more fun for TV, but for the SEC, it could expose... So, and not just the SEC, but for anybody. Nobody wants to play in the cold, right?
I don't think anybody.
I don't think
the northern teams like it. I think they're just built for it better.
Right.
So they can handle it better. But I don't know if they they might like it because they think it's an advantage. But
correct.
But like back to the
But the weather, that's I'm very excited about the playoffs. Just like that is like, it's kind of like an Avengers movie or something. Like, how can we stop the SEC? And it's like, oh, maybe the cold weather will do it.
We'll get them them to agree that all of us are equals.
Right.
Like that's the main big thing was that you had to get that plot point. But I guess my argument would be for that. We were talking about a postseason structure that was too small.
That's what that was.
Correct. So now we're expanding it. We've even seen, even when you're just dealing with 12 teams, and granted, college football, 136 teams, I think, is what you're parsing through. Whereas in college basketball, it's 330. But we even saw the debate for between 12 and 13 or 11 and 12. Like, we were talking about a lot of, I don't know, man, what's the right answer? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there was a reason why it was a debate. The problem that I have is if I felt like this year, I think there's a legitimate case. I don't know if you could have a team that got left out that could have won it all. But I do think you would have had multiple teams that got left out that could have won multiple games. And I think you have teams in the field that cannot win multiple games. So if we were getting to a scenario where a lot of times where teams that get left out are teams that could have made a run, I'm more open to the idea. But we've been talking about this. I mean, you've even been on the show when we've been talking about this. It feels like year after year we keep getting into the same position where you're parsing through these resumes of bubble teams, and you're like, I don't know, man. They're all just kind of like, whatever. And so it's not like we're leaving out true contenders. And
we could get to, which is true, and that's fair. But the great thing about the NCAA tournament is like the Cinderella element to it, right? The chance that we have, because it has been around so long and has been this size and is so unique, that there's an achievement in advancing. And it's not really much of that. Like in the NBA, if you make the conference finals, that's a big deal. But otherwise,
sure.
It's like, I mean, some of them have, you know, you have at one point you can say win a playoff game. But like
to your point, it's all based,
there's accomplishments that you can get.
It's based on an expectation.
But
there are teams that make the tournament and that's an accomplishment. There are other teams that make the second weekend and it's an accomplishment.
It's based off of what team you are, where your team is.
100%.
But there are some accomplishments that are always accomplishments, like in the NCAA tournament. No matter who you are, making the Sweet 16 is something, right? Like, you may have the goals of winning the whole thing, but if you're a Sweet 16 team, that is an accomplishment.
You won back to back games
by just making it to that.
You won back to back games usually against at least.
It's considered an accomplishment. You can say I'm a Sweet 16 team, 100%. Right? Elite 8 team. In the NBA, it's conference finals. You'd say we're there in the conference. Like, it's still not as great as winning it, but the conference finals is a big deal. And maybe a little bit in the NFL, but
it's weird. It
doesn't feel like it though.
It feels like in the NFL,
you got a Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah. And even it's like take for instance, the Niners, which have been on a ridiculous run, particularly in an NFC that has had basically since the 90s, when you were just alternating between the Cowboys and the Niners, an NFC that has just been completely defined by turnover and lack of consistency. The Niners have been a really strong standard for a pretty consistent amount of time. We're talking 5-6 year period, and it almost just feels like, because they've gotten to the Super Bowl 3 times, like they're failures.
Right. And you think about the shout out to Jeff Calkins, but like the Buffalo Bills, like it's not, you can even make it to the Super Bowl and lose at the Super Bowl. Like it's considered, yeah, in the NFL, you gotta win the whole thing.
Literally, For pretty much most of our childhood, anytime you wanted to refer to someone as a failure, you just called them the Bills.
But they made Bills it to the championship something. Game, right?
Yeah. Right, but they won the AFC 4 straight times.
Right, it's a huge, it should be an accomplishment.
But it's weird. It's like, it seems to be team dependent, maybe, because it did feel like the Lions accomplished something by having a 3-score lead in the NFC championship game, but inevitably losing it, people still kind of like, man, that was a pretty good Lions team. You know what I mean?
But so, yeah, and we can go back, well, like, what sport? Yeah, no, I know exactly what you're saying. But for the most part, you want to, in most sports, at least the NCAA tournament. Like, so we're saying this is the perfect thing. You're saying it's perfect for the schedule for, like, the season. Like, it is something. You know, March Madness is something. And we're in the middle of the Christmas season right now, right? It's the holiday season. This is hard to duplicate. You can't just have a year because everybody's got COVID do Christmas in March, right? You could try doing it in July. There's Christmas in July. It still doesn't have the same vibe to it, right? It just doesn't work. It's got to be done at 100%. A certain time. March Madness is such a big deal that they're trying to force a copyright on March Mania, too. Did you see that?
Yeah,
like, what that is was... that? No, that's WrestleMania and March Mania. What are you talking about?
Which is also, by the way, during the same
time. Around the same time. Were you going after? Yeah. Are you going after WWE?
When you and I have to do the move of, all right, are we putting Mania on TV1 or game on TV1? Like when you're having to do that dance on Final Four Saturday when you got the first night of Mania.
Right, exactly. And Mania might be moving, but March Mania, because March Mania is here apparently.
Well, there's also ESPN and WWE have a partnership.
If you want to go
real tinfoil hat, are they trying to maybe split the schedules a little bit?
Right, I think so. You're right. You got a point there, which we should. I mean, it would be nice to have everything spread out in the perfect way. And that is how March Madness is. I'll be honest, Jeffrey. Like, I rarely watch the first four unless I'm at a restaurant or a bar or a tap room and it's on. Or obviously, if your team, you have a vested interest in it, you're going to watch it. If you're gambling on it, it gives you something to do in the middle of the week.
I think you're the norm.
Yeah, and it seems to be like the bracket is one of the most easiest to understand casual fan parts of sports. It's easier to understand the Super Bowl squares. It's such a
100%.
It's very easy. It's either, you win this game, you go here.
You highlight it or you cross it out.
Right?
Highlight, cross out. Highlight, cross out.
And so, like, you don't want to mess with that too much, but I'm intrigued by your idea. Is that you can't really start it early because the schedule is how it is, and you can't really push it further back. But like if you added a whole extra other weekend, because you don't want to mess with the best part of it is the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, week one of the tournament, right? And you can't mess with that, and so you're gonna keep front loading stuff to that Tuesday, Wednesday, like that. Just
I guess the argument would be, make those Tuesday and Wednesdays kind of like you would do. But that's the other thing. Do they bring in another venue? Like Dayton. One thing I will give Dayton credit about that event, Dayton supports that actual event. And I think that would be something easily. Like we've talked about like minor league sports. That's the closest thing to like minor league sports with college basketball in terms of it's not, you know, it's different than the NIT, but there's a reason why they're putting those things on campus. But it's, it feels like something different, but it's still not the NCAA tournament, but they support it. And so I enjoy that venue. But now are we talking about starting first four games at noon on Tuesday and then doing a full day and then a full day Wednesday and then having those teams go, the winners advance? To me, if you're going to make it work, that's how you do it. But I also question if that's how they're doing it, is that what changes the money? Because my guess is no.
But they're definitely exploring it, and I feel like we're going to get to a point where it's definitely going to happen. I hope they do it.
I hope they do it in the right way. They're telegraphing it.
Yeah. But they have to, like, hopefully there's, like, they know there's enough brainstorming. If you keep floating the idea, you can listen to people smarter than us on what makes more sense than just the money-wise. Like, you can't just, and again, from the wrestling perspective, a lot of things in wrestling happen just for the money, right? You've got, like, you know,
Crown Jewel.
Like, Nitro's got great ratings, so let's just start Thunder with no plan whatsoever. All right, let's just have two more hours on Thursday.
Let's have more pay-per-view matches on television than nobody's paying for.
Right, so there's just, you need to make sure you know, that it's not going to water down or affect what you already have.
Which, I did love the Thunder logo.
Which is the great thing.
I thought the Thunder logo was good.
Yeah, it was.
But you're 100% right. All right, here we go. This is the premise of the next buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit.
Let's hear it.
Ohio State Representative Josh Williams introduced a bill Tuesday that would classify flag planting at Ohio Stadium around Buckeyes football games as a felony. The OHIO Sportsmanship Act, authored by Williams, comes in response to Michigan's attempt to plant its flag after a November 30th win at Ohio State, which set off brawls between the teams. Police employed pepper spray to separate players, which was definitely way unnecessary, and other team personnel. Ohio State University police are investigating the incident, which involved multiple law enforcement agencies and resulted in an injury to an officer. According to Williams' bill, quote, no person shall plant a flagpole with a flag attached to it in the center of the football field at Ohio Stadium of the Ohio State University on the day of a college football competition, whether before, during, or after the competition. Whoever violates this section is guilty of a felony of the fifth degree. A fifth-degree felony is the least severe in Ohio and carries a penalty of 6 to 12 months in prison and up to a $2,500 fine and up to 5 years probation. Do you lose your right to vote? Right? You're a convicted felon.
Yeah, it's then it varies per state. flag planting.
All right, there was also, I saw some online speculation earlier. There was a rumor going around that Williams was actually a Michigan fan and that this was trolling. Here's what we have from him. This is on the record. Williams earned his law degree from the University of Toledo. He described himself as a, quote, Buckeye through and through, while adding that his family has a mix of Ohio State and Michigan fans. We have a great rivalry. I enjoy the rivalry. Win, lose, or draw. Doesn't sound like it. That was a tight game. It wasn't a blowout victory. You know, Michigan should have taken its victory, and we take our loss on the chin and live to fight another day. Concentrate on the next week and the next year, the next recruitment period. But instead, we have to have this conversation. All right, Kevin, buy, sell, short, or go to Reddit. Flag planting should be a felony.
I sell that. You got to win the games. You got to win the games, and then people won't plant the flags, right?
Do these people not have PR staffs?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I would feel like this is a bad look. The most fun things now to me is the flag planting. Is Mike Norvell going to grab a flag? I want to know what's, you know.
You know what else escalates these things? When a coach knows, hey, man, I went 2-10 this year, and they're planting the flag on my home field, I better make it look like I'm fighting this thing to my booster so they go, yeah,
that's exactly what I would.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's been a fun element to me. I enjoy it. It's not dangerous like storming the field. Like, do they have laws in Ohio about storming the field or the basketball court, stuff that could actually get innocent people injured.
How many things happen in a football game that's actually assault?
Right.
Like, if I just run up and tackle someone, that's assault, right?
You can't wave a flag.
Right.
Yeah. I hope that this doesn't get any traction. I don't think it will.
No, if anything, this is backfired in a horrifically hilarious fashion.
I just hope it doesn't get him. I hope we don't see banned from the NCAA or any conferences? Will we see this be a penalty of some sort where you're going to get?
Had this happened 2 or 3 years ago, I think the answer is yes, because the previous regime at the NCAA was a little too online. And the same reason why we had the overtime format messed with.
Right.
Because, God forbid, some people on Twitter were talking about how long the football game was between LSU and Texas A&M that went 7 overtimes, which, by the way, wasn't even the longest. I mean, that one might have gone 9. At the time, like, we used to celebrate the overtime games. What an unbelievable game.
Right.
That regime was very online and very overreactive.
And it wasn't. That was very fascinating you bring that up. Just reflecting back, like, college football's overtime was never the one that people thought needed to get changed. For the longest time, it was like, this is how college does it, and this is how the NFL does it. Doesn't the NFL need to change it? And that's always kind of what it felt like to me.
I remember.
And then college ended up changing it, and so did the NFL. The NFL made theirs more complicated, and I think the college made theirs less fun and less, like, unique. It was such a unique overtime for me. But
so back to your point, though, about the college overtime. When the NFL was first starting to tweak with overtime, when it was starting to come under fire, Pete Carroll had just gotten to the Seahawks. And one of the moments was, well, college overtime's really popular. What if we adopt that?
Right.
And Pete Carroll was like, no, you don't want that, because college overtime really benefits the inferior team, so you don't want to do that. But literally, the NFL proposed, what if we do the college overtime because it's popular?
Right. There you go.
And we messed with that. So to answer, it's unclear with this regime, but this regime does seem a little less online. And so I guess I'll say I think if they were going to do something, they probably would have made it a bigger issue.
It just seems to be it's a year of flag planting, more so than usual this season. Am I wrong? It just seems like there's been more, and maybe because we've had losses. Like, we've got a playoff system the way we've got it. The games are more important throughout the schedule, so, and teams are actually losing more that are not supposed to be losing, and maybe that's why we...
I would need to see... I'll give you the anecdotal answer. Here's what I think happened. I actually think this was a byproduct of people caring about the season longer.
Right.
And so, anecdotally, I think it probably happened at a similar rate than in years prior. But what happened was you had two examples of flag plantings. Number one, you had rivalry games amongst teams that were out of it, but all of a sudden, like, they were trying to talk themselves into, all right, we care about this. So the rivalry kind of got amped up again. And then you also had teams that were...
You're talking Florida
State. Yeah, like Florida, yeah. Florida State would fall into that category. And then you had examples of games where a North Carolina State. There was another flag planting in the ACC that caught some traction. But then you also have the Ohio State angle where...
When it happens to a team that they don't lose very often, so they definitely don't get flag planted.
And they think, like, well, let's be real, like, they were butthurt.
Yeah.
Like, this, if we can't beat this team, like, you're all hyped up. And also, Ohio State has a unique ability of when they lose to Michigan to immediately, like, whining.
I want to make sure we put a pin on this conversation and ask CJ about it later on, because it does tie into Ohio State. And he is the leading voice, now that Mark is no longer here, the leading voice on Michigan and Ohio State on this radio station. So I'm interested in his take later on.
All right, so that we've solved those two issues. When we come back, we're going to try a new game, because we got the Master of Fun and Games here in Memphis, of course, CerritoEntertainment.com. For all your live events, Kevin is going to have me guess the winner of the Cerrito Trivia team names. So we're going to do that, see which is the most clever. what the best ones were. We'll do that next. Also get back into Belichick watch and more from the world of sports in hour number two. Stick around and listen to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Add some sparkle to the holidays with Robert Irwin Jewelers. Whether you're celebrating one of life's biggest milestones, like an engagement, or you're simply making the holidays unforgettable, Robert Irwin Jewelers has the perfect gift for your loved one. Some of the top holiday picks include diamond earrings. Every woman needs a pair of diamond studs. They're like the little black dress of jewelry. You can check out the half-carat total weight diamond studs that start at just $3.99. Also, the tennis bracelets are always one of the hottest gifts of the season. 3-carat lab-grown diamond tennis bracelets start at $9.99. These are limited-time-only offerings while supplies last. You can also make Christmas a magical moment by getting engaged. You can choose from hundreds of handcrafted engagement rings in unique, trendy, and fashion-forward styles that she'll adore. You can do what I did for my wife's engagement ring. You can design your own. And before you think that I'm some designing mastermind, far from it. I literally took in a picture. I think I took in three pictures that my wife was like, I like this. Took it, worked with Howie, and we got a ring that she absolutely adores. You can do so with peace of mind. The meant to be guarantee, 365 days, no questions asked, return policy on custom designed rings. Also check out the Above Love Star Diamond Collection. It's an extraordinary lab-grown diamond featuring 100 facets and a hidden star in the center for unmatched sparkle. It's available in engagement rings, earrings, and pendants, and each comes with a diamond viewing scope so you can see the star for yourself. So go ahead and check out Robert Irwin Jewelers and go ahead and shop now. 12 months interest-free financing is available, or you can take up to 60 months to pay. It's also open on Christmas, or I should say open on Sundays through Christmas. Visit any of the five locations or shop online, rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, Robert Irwin Jewelers. Check them out today. All right, Kevin, I yield to you, the master of fun and games. You've got a game for me.
Right. So it's one of the great things about Trivia Nights, one of my favorite things about it, is at the Cerrito Trivia, when you go out and play around town, of course, go to CerritoEntertainment.com to find out where. Last night we were in Carterville at the Maroon Brew Co. We were at Jack Brown's there next to Cooper Young in Midtown. We were at Flyway Brewing in the Edge District. Tonight we'll be at Celtic Crossing, as we are every Wednesday, Ghost Rivers Taproom on Main Street. Tomorrow, so many places, including in South Haven at Dan McGinnis, Huey's Southwind, Hampline Brewing, and the new Evergreen Grill. So there's always somewhere to play. But at all of our trivia nights, we give you a chance to win something, multiple prizes, without even knowing a single answer. So, like, I want people intimidated with trivia, like, I don't know any answers. They listen to Jeffrey on the radio on Thursday, and they're like, I'm no Jeffrey Wright. But you don't have
probably
to
probably a good thing in your life, though. you're probably ahead.
Yeah, and you don't have to be a Jeffrey Wright to win, because obviously it's a team sport, but also there's other chances to win prizes, including best team name. So best team name is a prize we have at every trivia location. And you can win you'll win a prize. There's a prize at every most places, about a $20 gift card for the team that conquers and wins the title.
Are you best someone, team name. Are you so, someone that changes your fantasy football name every year?
Yes.
Okay, so you'd go topical.
Are you that guy or no?
I used to be that guy, and then I got stopped trying to think of things.
I'll be honest, like I do not have a team this year, and as part of that, my pressure of wanting to name the team. But if I win with the name, then I'll keep it. So that's only happened one time.
I'm not even doing the. I couldn't think of anything.
So yours is Jeffrey Wright's team?
No, it's still Shotgun Willie's, the strip club that Jack got.
Yeah,
that got caught at.
Oh, mercy.
And my friends from college live in Denver, so.
But that is it. That is the sport equivalent of the trivia team name is naming your fantasy football team. As you want something that's clever, there's strategy to it for sure, and we vote on it. Like the teams have, in order to win, to become the best team name winner, it's not who your trivia host is. It's not me deciding it. It's not.
Right, it's participants.
Not, yeah, it's not Connor. If you're out at Hampline on Thursday night, Connor Dunning, you'll hear him in just a few minutes here on the radio. The participants vote. So you vote on that, and you have to vote in order to win, and you cannot vote for yourself. So sometimes, yes, the winner is not who should win. As with many times that happens in a lot of voting processes in this country, and maybe not who you think should win or who is deserving, but they're still the winner and they're crowned best team name. So right now we're in the midst of Quizmas season. It's the holiday theme trivia night. So we have best festive team name is what the prize is for. So again, that's up to interpretation for the teams on however they want to decide what's the best festive name. So I've got a list of I'll give you some examples. Some of these are just one best team name. We had Joel the Lump of Coal won best team name. That's pretty simple. It's just the name of that
rhymes.
Are you aware? Well, you're aware of Joel the Lump of Coal? Joel the Lump of Coal?
No.
Should be a trivia question for tomorrow. It's a song with Jimmy Kimmel and the Killers sing a song about Joel the Lump of Coal.
Okay.
Look
from JKL.
Yeah. Well, the Killers have a vast Christmas catalog. Yeah. Yeah. If you can find it all there on Spotify. We had the Cotton-Headed Ninny Muggins. You know what that's from, right?
That's Elf.
I spun into the High Cotton-Headed Ninny Muggins. Shout out to Flyway, which
that's smart.
Used to be High Cotton. But that's not what the team name was. But then it starts pushing. You got different ways like Jingle My Bells.
Okay.
All right, that could be. Mm-hmm. You can see people vote for that.
Nice.
Back-to-back winners out in Carterville this week and last week for best team name is Scrooge This. Scrooge This.
Okay.
Scrooge This. Okay. So those are some names, right, that have won. But often a part of the formula, you want to pun, you want to maybe push the envelope, you want to make people laugh, make people cringe, make people boo you. Team names can go in all types of different directions. And quite often we cannot say them on the radio. But I have some other team names. We'll see if you
those are obviously the ones I would vote for.
Right, exactly. So let's see if you can guess them. We're playing. It's the Cerrito Trivia Best Team Name Game here. It's the best team name game. And see if Jeffrey can fill in the blank on what the team names are. I've got a few here. We have Go Blank Yourself.
You got it in my head because of, I was going to say Go Scrooge Yourself.
That would be it.
You had
work.
That in my that head though, because you said Scrooge This. Like that's why that was the.
But
first.
That's not it. But that's not it. That's not the one that won. These are all winners. Every
go
game I've
elf
said
yourself. Yourself.
Go Elf Yourself is correct. Okay. Yes, Go Elf Yourself, a best team name winner over the past week. Of course. Best festive team names. We have Hawk Blank the Angels Sing.
Hawk 2 of the Angels Sing?
Yes, that is correct. Yes. Another best team name winner.
Mm-hmm. By the way, she's down and out on her luck. I don't know if he'll kept up with her.
Oh no. We need to do an update.
She dipped into crypto.
Just in time to be included in festive team names here.
But that actually probably got her back in the news, so she probably came out ahead.
These are all real best team name winners from Quizmas over the past week at bars and restaurants around town. Okay, Jeffrey, we got this one. Blank Dunn lost his mind. This is a, there's two, really, it's blank blank. Dunn lost his mind from the last, this was a last week team name. I was hosting this one, I believe Huey Southwind last week. It's a, it's kind of a proper name. Dunn lost his mind.
Santa Claus?
No.
Because I was like, that doesn't make
any sense. I'll take you back to last. So last, what was last week? Like in Memphis, what about last week? It was very.
Penny Hardaway?
No.
Oh.
These are great guesses.
Oh, Marcus great. Smart done lost his mind.
No. So you're thinking two sports. Like what's, what was just frustrating everybody last week in Memphis? Penny was fine until, right, he didn't lose. When the Arkansas State game was just the other day, right? We still liked Penny last week.
Houston's restaurant?
They should have had trivia there. And they never would have closed. This is a proper name. We're looking for a proper name. It's a blank blank done lost his mind. This could be a hard. It's a proper name. Of course, this is festive. So we're looking for festive. This part's got to be festive. This was the best festive name. These were all in the holiday
spirit.
I'm trying
to think of the police chief?
Nope. I love that. This could be a whole segment that Jeff, we do every week now. Is Jeffrey's. It's Dunn lost his mind. Who Dunn lost his mind this week, Jeffrey? It's a fictional character, though. So let's go fiction. It's a fictional character as far as we know. You've already guessed some other holiday individuals. But last week, you remember last week, Jeffrey? Like, didn't you get the bundle up last week a lot? Wasn't it?
I was very cold last week.
You were very cold. So thank you. You were very cold. Dunn lost his mind.
When you're saying blank, blank, I was like.
It was too blank. It was just two words in the name. There's two words in the name.
I know. Then I was like, The Rock. I was trying to think of
But get back on track here. The weather. Think the weather. The weather, the holiday season.
Snowman? I got this one. I'm worthless. This.
We're warming up Jeffrey's mind here.
Well, I give up on this one.
Name game. Jeffrey has given up. Jack Frost done lost his mind. Ooh. Jack Frost done lost his mind. It was just too cold last week. It was too cold.
It was like Frosty the Snowman. It was like, it's three words.
Yeah, it was Jack Frost done lost his mind, which is.
Shout out Michael Keaton.
Yeah. Is Jack Frost a Christmas character? He's definitely of the season of cold. Which I guess anything. So if you say let it snow, anything about.
Yeah, it's like Frosty.
Yeah.
It's just it shows up in the snow months.
Okay. One more here.
I
don't know if I can do this one on the radio.
Okay.
I don't know if we can do this one. Why is Santa's blank so big? Because he only comes once a year.
Pole?
That's not it.
Sleigh? I mean, that doesn't make sense.
Santa's blank. Why is Santa's blank so big? Because he only comes once a year.
Hat doesn't make sense.
You were close. You were close. You were going in the right direction here. As Jeffrey tries to guess these best team name winners from the last week. Go to SerenoTrivia.com. Find a place to play. You can play tomorrow right here on 929 ESPN.
Makes no sense. Code makes no sense.
With some trivia questions, bring your team names tonight and tomorrow if you've got some. It is, you ready for it?
Yeah.
Why is Santa's sack so big?
Ah.
It's got all those presents in there. Mm. Happy holidays.
I don't know if that's scientifically correct, but keep living your life.
There we go. That's it. That's the best team name game for
the holidays.
For the holiday edition. We may or may not play that ever again. We'll see.
There's something there. It's just, I'm, you know me, spooky season, I'm worthless. And like, when it gets super specific topical, like, I need it to be general. But when it gets I got the easy ones. I got the ones you throw
You got
first.
Two of the four. That's pretty
good. That's okay.
That's half of it.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's get into the list. We've got to talk about what has got University of Indiana folks just so up in arms. We've also got Belichick watch. We got more news from the world of sports, and we got CJ Hurt coming up during hour number two. Stick around. You're listening to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.